shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Whoa, man, that is weird.
Come on down.
Go ahead, Ted. We got some problems.
This is Ted Bell, and I hope people will visit us here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Yeah, it sounds like you've got that wind tunnel effect there.
I think we hit two. I don't know. I don't know. Honest to God, I don't. All right, let's figure this out, Bud. What happened there?
You got two machines going.
Two machines going. But play that again.
From my end, I can hear it,
Phil.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
Here, let me listen.
Get out of here and don't tell me how to do it. Thank you. Welcome to the show, folks. Boy, you know, if it doesn't rain, it pours. Trying to get into one radio show around here with things technically right, and what do I got here? The wind tunnel effect. What was that about?
Probably get two machines.
Tell them you have two wave carts open.
Two wave carts open, Ted.
Well, I don't know anything that is... A part of the technical end of if we've got it fixed, we got it fixed.
We do, and welcome to the show, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We're talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight as a regular sponsor of our show about a couple of issues in the news, and I know, Ted, one of them is this horrible story. And really the safety of patrons who go into any public establishment.
Well, Phil, it is absolutely paramount in our restaurant, as it is in restaurants across this country. There's no question in my mind that we have a responsibility to our customers. And to that end, as you know, I have advocated, Jim Chumley has advocated, we've got any number of people with me in the Chamber of Commerce, the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. We are all united that we feel the time is right in the state of California to for our restaurants to allow conceal and carry.
Conceal and carry, carrying of a firearm.
Absolutely. The conceal and carry, the conceal and carry argument, I think, was a... I suppose you could say that it was one of a number of arguments that people enjoyed having, but you knew you were never going to really move the debate along. But unfortunately, things have deteriorated to the level in our country now where we do have to be able, we got to be able to exercise our constitutional right under the amendments, and to that end, we do advocate that.
All right, so you, and now, again, you're talking about conceal and carry, and by the way, folks, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445 nationally. Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. You're talking about the concealing and the carrying of a weapon into a restaurant.
That is right.
In order, obviously, to protect oneself.
In order to protect oneself, in order to protect one's establishment, this is a business, Phil, like anything else. And I put an awful lot into it. I know that there are restaurateurs and there are other business owners listening to me right now who have put an awful lot into their business. I feel, in part, I feel it is my duty and my responsibility to tell people who are in the same line of work, we have got to band together on this. Now, God forbid, and I can tell you in my restaurant it's never going to happen. And I say that not because I think I'm better than anybody, and I want to make that very, very clear. I'm not trying to say that I'm better than anybody at all. But in my restaurant it's never going to happen. Forget it.
And well, you're talking about this horrible event.
In Nevada, yeah.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. We do a very cursory pat-down, if you want to call it that. We don't really do a pat-down so much as it's just a cursory. I check a gentleman's, myself or Steve Lumley, who is also one of our maitre d's, or Karen. We do a very, very brief pat-down under the suit coat, and the ladies are patted. They're not patted down.
You're patting people down in your restaurant?
No, that is not. When you say pat down, I think you have this idea of an actual police frisk. We don't do that at all. I will go up and just very, as unobtrusively as possible, without anybody really looking. I don't want any of my patrons seeing this. Pat the jacket. The ladies get a similar kind of I guess you could call it just the hands brushing certain areas by one of our hostesses, by one of our female servers. So, rather, one of our female hostesses. So we do that. And I have a sixth sense for these things. I don't know. I'm not saying that it's...
I want to go... Can I go back to this pat-down thing?
Hold on for just a minute. I just wanted to say, I have a sixth sense for these things. I don't claim to be psychic. I'm not on the program here to talk about that. But I have a very good sense for these things, and I can tell. I know... Police use a term about a guy being wrong. You ever heard this term, Phil?
Yeah.
Well, I know when a guy's wrong. I know when someone walks into my restaurant. If I walk into my restaurant, I know who the blankety-blank is in the room. And if it is, you know, the old saying, if there isn't one, it's you.
Okay, but I mean, you're saying that you have a sense, but nothing more.
Well, when you say, but nothing more, my sixth sense is very strong about these things. And on top of the fact that we are now advocating conceal and carry...
All right, but if you're advocating conceal and carry... You're going to have patrons coming in with weapons.
No. Well, you misunderstand what we're advocating. We're advocating conceal and carry for the restaurateur, for staff.
You're recommending conceal and carry for staff only?
For staff only. Not for restaurant. No, not for people coming in. No, I won't. I don't want people coming into my restaurant with guns. No. And I apologize, Phil, if I wasn't clear.
All right, well, then let me be clear. You are advocating conceal and carry, but only for restaurant staff.
Absolutely.
And who does that include?
Well, that includes everyone. That includes myself. That includes our servers. That includes our hostesses, our hosts. That includes anyone who's on staff.
Does that include busboys? Does that include chefs?
It includes everyone on staff, yes. I need to know, and I think anybody would want to know, that I've got... you know, to use the old-time term, I want to know I've got muscle. I want to know that I've got some muscle if I need it.
And so you want to have an armed staff in your restaurant?
Yes.
All right. Okay. No armed... When you say conceal and carry...
I don't want any... No customers get to have guns. I don't want them coming into my place because I want to be able to control... If something happens, I'll take care of it. I don't want a customer... killing me or a member of my staff. I don't need that. I don't think anybody needs that.
Well, but here again, you have... This is a difference of opinion that people will have when we talk about conceal and carry.
Okay.
All right. First of all, people will say conceal and carry means everybody who is a citizen being allowed to carry, conceal and carry a weapon.
No. What we are proposing is that business owners... who are on business owners who are in doing business, who are on site and are going about the activities that constitute their business, they get to conceal and carry. And
so when you say conceal and carry, they're concealing a weapon in their own business.
Yes, and members of their staff. All right, and that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about having people who are customers of mine coming in with weapons, because if something goes down. All right? If something goes down, I'll take care of it. I don't need a customer of mine killing me or a member of my staff.
All right. Now, people will say, and we're talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, folks, our number 877-876-PHIL. People will say that you are making a statement assuming the wild firing of customers. What makes your staff so efficient?
Well, what do you mean, what makes my staff so efficient?
What? In other words...
In using a weapon?
Yeah.
They are at my... They're in my business. They're in my place of business. If something goes down, I run my place of business. I direct my staff. Okay?
I understand that, Ted, but you were saying that you didn't want anybody, any customers...
I don't want customers concealing and carrying because they're going to pull these guns out. And in the words of so many people, it's going to be a Wild West show. You're going to have people pulling guns out from every table... shooting holes in everything, including me, or a server, or one member, or God forbid, a member of my family. And if that were to happen, I can't guarantee the safety of anybody after that. So what I am saying is that I only want conceal and carry for the restaurant staff. For instance, at that restaurant in Nevada, only the restaurant staff. For instance, at any business or establishment, only the restaurant staff. Okay?
Yeah, but Now I have to advocate on behalf of people who are regular citizens who want to conceal and carry. You're saying, no, you don't get to bring that gun into my restaurant. Even though I believe in conceal and carry, I only believe it for my restaurant staff. If something happens, we will take care of you.
If something happens, I'm on it. All right?
And if someone gets killed, and I have to ask you this, if someone gets killed in your restaurant, are you going to take responsibility for that?
If someone gets killed by who?
By the gunman, by the whoever is perpetrating the crime.
If someone is killed by the person perpetrating the crime, that person takes responsibility for that. I don't take responsibility for that. Phil, I run a restaurant, okay?
No, I know that, but if you're telling me and you're telling my listeners that you are responsible for the safety of your customers, okay?
What I said, and I stand by these words, if something goes down at Ted's of Beverly Hills that is not the business that we're engaged in, which is a restaurant, if something goes down, if someone wants to pull the iron and start to blaze away, I'm on it, all right? I'm on it. My staff's on it. I will direct my staff.
All right, I understand all of that, but what if someone is shot and hurt by the gunman?
Then the gunman takes responsibility. And
all right, let me ask you this. What if someone's shot and hurt by your staff?
That's not going to happen. See, this is the thing that I resent more than anything else. You're like a lot of these anti-gun people.
I'm not anti-gun, Ted.
Well, you're like a lot of these anti-gun people that say, if you pull the guns out, someone's going to get shot.
Well, you just said that about your customers.
I said it about the customers. That's a different story. I'm talking about my staff. I'm talking about myself. I'm talking about my busboys, my waiters, the valets that park the cars. Those people should be armed and should be allowed to carry and conceal. And if it so happens that something goes down, all right, if something's going down downtown, as the police like to say, I'm on it. My staff is on it. And what I suggest my patrons do, or my customers, is to get as low as you can, hug the floor, until we're done.
You're talking about a restaurant staff of busboys and valets and yourself as if you guys are some kind of a security force.
I'm an American citizen who is entitled to own a weapon. Well, I don't understand what you're saying.
All right, okay. Take just a break here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Should conceal and carry extend only to business owners? Meaning if you're in their restaurant, you don't get to conceal and carry. The restaurant owner does. The busboys do. The waiters do. The chef does. The owner of the restaurant does. You don't. That's what Ted Bell is calling conceal and carry. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. He also is patting down customers as they enter the restaurant. Is this an effective way of keeping violence out of a place as what is usually as pleasant as a restaurant and eatery? It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Of course my busboys need to have a gun.
The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
And come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I can assure you that you are going to be safe and secure at Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm on it. My staff is on it. And we've got great steak and great drinks, too.
By the way, Ted, not to get off the subject, but we've got some Ted Bell gear coming up, don't we?
Yeah, we absolutely do, Phil. We have the Ted Bell T-shirt. And I don't know why I didn't just go with the T-shirt. I know we had our bowling shirts, and I like the bowling shirts. Don't get me wrong. But we have the Ted Bell T-shirt that's coming out, the official Ted Bell gear. And this is official, and it will be through the Phil Henry Show. I'm very proud to say, Phil.
I'm very happy to do it.
And it'll be through your shop on your website. We will have the official Ted Bell T-shirt with our custom-made logo. We want to put our meat in your mouth on the back of the T-shirt, and it's going to be coming up very, very soon. So I hope that a lot of you people are enjoying that.
All right, getting back to our discussion here, and our number 877-876-PHIL as we talk to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Conceal and carry means, in the minds of most people, it means, in my mind, it means that the average citizen who is not a lawbreaker, who has a clean record, who qualifies to own a gun, who is legally qualified to carry a weapon, that citizen is allowed to conceal that weapon and carry that weapon for the purposes that you and I have been talking about.
Right. Yeah, no, I heard you. But it's not going to happen in my restaurant. I don't understand why you think that I would want, and again, this is an area that I don't want to get angry. I don't want you to get angry with me. When I'm on your show, Phil, I'm talking to a certain group of people that ordinarily may not know about my restaurant. I got a lot of high-end customers. When I'm on your show, I'm talking to a group of people that may not want to go to, have never heard of Ted's of Beverly Hills. Now they come in. All right? I am not necessarily comfortable with them walking into my restaurant with a gun.
And who, when you say them, what do you mean?
I'm talking about the person that I attract to my business by way of advertising, as opposed to just word of mouth in Beverly Hills. I got a steakhouse. I'm Ted Bell. I've got a... You know who I am, right?
Of course. I know who you are. I just... When you said them...
Well, I'm talking about the people... The talk radio audience tends to be... Boy, I don't want to get in trouble. It's a little Yahoo-y. It's a little... If they're walking into my restaurant with a gun, I got news for you. I'll pull mine first, because I don't trust...
So in other words, what you're saying is your customer is the one that you're suspicious of.
No, I did not say that. I said certain customers. If you... Certain
customers, that, i.e. the talk radio audience?
No, the... No, Phil, and I'm sorry that you've taken it there.
Well, I'm listening to what you're saying, and you're saying that you don't want customers concealing and carrying in your restaurant. Certain customers, like talk radio listeners, are a little, quote, Yahoo-y. Now, that's what you said.
No, I did not.
Yes, you... Well...
You did, Mr. Bell.
Who was that?
That was Bud Dickman, and he was saying that...
I'm not interested in what he's got to say. I don't want to hear him on the segment that I sponsor. No.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's go to a phone call here. We have James in Oklahoma. James, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
How are you doing, sir?
Good.
I don't really have a question as much as I'd like to offer my opinion. I find it, at the very least, presumptuous.
Right.
For this man to... Ted, I believe, to state that...
I'm Ted Bell, sir. My name's Ted Bell. How you doing?
Okay. I find it, at the very least, presumptuous for this guy to state that he and his staff are more qualified than a normal citizen who might stroll into his restaurant. I was thinking because...
It's my restaurant.
That, you know,
it's my restaurant. My
point is that, you know, I'm a combat veteran.
And well,
I'm not a
criminal.
Nice. I have a concealed carry permit. And if I walk into a restaurant, I don't know your background at all, but I don't think that I am unqualified.
Here is my background. I own the place. No, here's my background. I'm going to give it to you in a nutshell, James. I own the place. You don't. There's my background.
That's the only background
that you need.
Want to
that's the only
opinion.
All right. No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
And when I frisk you at the door,
So you're going to frisk this guy.
Oh, see what he just did? He pushed... There, I just did that. And
what was that?
He pushed the button on purpose because he was angry. And I don't like that.
No, he didn't. The gentleman was hanging up and he pushed the button by mistake. And he's a combat veteran. And I'd like to have a little bit of respect for our combat veterans, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I have respect for combat veterans. You said that twice, combat veteran. I have respect for him. But the only, as I said to him, and you see, and the thing that I think is interesting is he's a combat veteran, but hey, when I told him, when I laid the law down, boy, he backed off, didn't he? You can tell that.
And no, I didn't hear him back off. When I heard him, he was very polite. He said, that's my opinion, and he hung up.
Well, that's not what I heard. I heard a guy get a little scared. And
no, he wasn't scared. The gentleman was simply saying he's a combat veteran. He has experience with weapons. I don't know why you wouldn't want a guy like that with a weapon in your restaurant if something happened.
You want me to get killed, is that it?
What do you mean, get killed?
Are you saying that that guy's going to rob me?
No, I didn't. I said, why wouldn't you? No, he's talking about being a law-abiding citizen and helping you, is what he was saying. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, going to be back with Ted Bell. Conceal and carry, should that only apply to the restaurant owner and not the customers? Ted Bell says, yes, he doesn't want to get killed by, quote, yahoos who happen to hear about his restaurant on my show.
Phil Hendry.
We'll be back, 877-876-PHIL.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
I'm Ted Bell, and I really want to clarify some of my remarks. I want all of you to come in for a great steak. That's number one. Great prime rib on Sunday. That's number two. And number three, I want to clarify my remarks. I want to carry the weapons, but I don't trust.
All right. Well, we've had a couple of people call. We're talking with Ted Bell here from Tens of Beverly Hills on the idea of concealing and carrying in a restaurant. And I guess to that end, to the point of the discussion, I guess conceal and carry anywhere. But you're talking.
I'm talking about a restaurant. I'm talking about a place where my restaurant, my business. I conceal. I carry. My busboys. And
well, we had some people call. You talked to a veteran that had just called up, and you made a comment that he'd be a guy you'd suspect.
I did not mean to say that, and I want to clarify that. What I said was, I would suspect him first of committing a crime, and people misinterpreted that.
Well, how do you misinterpret that?
What I meant was the following thing, and I want people to be clear. No one, and I mean no one, supports our military more than Ted Bell. Ted Bell has been front and center when it comes to supporting veterans' issues, and front and center, and Ted Bell has been there when the troops have needed things. And
so you've been very supportive.
Well, I don't use the first person when I talk. I use the third person when I talk about Ted Bell. Ted Bell, because I think it's that important. Ted Bell, not me, Ted Bell. Now, that soldier that called up, Phil, I did not say that, and people misinterpreted it when I said that he would come in and kill people with an automatic weapon. And
how do you misinterpret that?
Can I finish?
Yeah, all right, but I'm just, how do you take the words, a veteran with an automatic weapon is going to kill somebody? How do you misinterpret that?
May I finish?
All right.
Because the answer is, I have the answer. No one supports our troops more than Ted Bell. No one believes in our mission, the mission of our troops, more than Ted Bell. I do battle every single night with these liberals here in Hollywood and Beverly Hills. Every night I'm standing in the prime rib room with any number of liberal, Hollywood liberals, doing mortal battle with them, debating them on all of these issues. So I stand front and center behind the troops. I should say Ted Bell stands front and center behind the troops. We all know that those young men coming back have been subjected to terrible trauma, Phil. There's no question. I can't do it. I can't have one of them coming in with a weapon. I would be, it would not be responsible of me.
And so in other words, a young man that is back from this very rightfully so, this experience of violence and death and war, this young man is not allowed to conceal and carry in your restaurant. Why?
I think I pretty much told you.
And no, I'd like you to articulate, please, why. Why is he not?
Well, Phil, I'm sponsoring this segment of your program, and I don't think that you should pressure me.
Well, you have said that you want to be the one that's concealing and carrying in your own restaurant, and I think that that soldier who called gave you that respect. He simply said, I have experience in combat, why can't I?
And I think I told you why.
No, you didn't. You did not.
Well, Phil, if you're pressuring me into saying that
you have intimated that a guy coming back from a war, from the theater of war like Iraq, is going to be somehow prone to a violent act.
I'm telling you, no one supports our troops more than...
Yes, I know, than Ted Bell. I know you do. But are you saying that those troops...
You heard what I'm saying, that if... You want me to spell it out? If a guy comes into my restaurant that was over in Iraq, and he's concealing and carrying a weapon, if he has, and I have read about them, and you've read about them, and we've seen them in any number of magazines, if he has one of these flashbacks, or if he sees, if he imagines seeing an Iraqi, or I don't know what you would see, one of these Taliban coming at him, and it's one of my servers. If he imagines seeing a Taliban or Iraqi coming at him, and it's my valet. What happens when he pulls that weapon out and he kills my valet thinking that that was a Taliban soldier? I can't do it, Phil. I can't take that responsibility.
And so in other words, any veteran coming into your restaurant is the object of this kind of suspicion. No one supports the troops more than you, but no one mistrusts the troops more than you either.
That is slander.
No, it isn't. You just got done telling me that an Iraqi veteran or an Afghanistan veteran coming into your restaurant may see a food server coming toward him with a drink or a plate of food and think it's a Taliban.
You know as well as I do they have, but the guy said, what is the thing, Bob? They have a flashback.
That is a phenomenon. First of all, I'd like to have that defined. Secondly, people that have been traumatized in warfare, some men have these flashbacks. I've never heard of one so profound that a guy goes...
You've never heard of a veteran going in and killing a bunch of people?
Not because of a flashback. Not necessarily because of a flashback. Maybe because... But I'm going to tell you something right now. To say that every veteran is suspect, I think that's a slander.
Well, you know, Phil, you got the audience on your side now. You've misinterpreted everything I said, and you've made me, and I'm going to use language, I'm sorry, but you've made me the ass once again on your show, and I resent it, Phil. I resent it violently.
And oh, come on, Ted. You're the guy that said that veterans coming into your restaurant are suspect, and you want to be the one concealing and carrying, and you don't know what they're going to pull, et cetera, et cetera. Let's go to a phone call here. Lon, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Ted. Actually,
yes, sir.
A couple of points you made yourself look like an ass. First off, with the previous caller being a combat veteran, and you saying that you laid the law down to him that he hung up because he was scared?
Yeah.
No, actually, he was being polite. And as far as carrying weapons,
you know,
I'm a concealed carry permit licensed out of Florida. If I came into your restaurant, and someone came in.
I'm going to pat you down. I have to pat you down.
Is there a lawsuit?
You're still. It's my restaurant. You know.
I don't care.
Hello.
No, wait a minute. If you're doing business with the public,
better than is my money any less?
Well, Lon.
Than someone.
Hey, Lon. Hold on. Lon, this is Phil. Hold on. I want to ask Ted a question.
But why do you have to make the guy's argument for him?
I want to help the gentleman's trying to make a point. Public Accommodation Act in the Civil Rights Bill says that if you're doing business with the public, you have to honor the law, okay? So it's not like it's your private home.
It's my restaurant.
It's not like a private home, though. If you're dealing with the public, you have to honor the law as to gender, as to discriminating based on race. And if the law says the gentleman has the right to conceal and carry a weapon...
Wait a minute. Wait just a second. Lon, is that your name, sir?
Yes.
I'm Ted Bell. All right. If you come into my restaurant with a weapon and I've got it covered, what do I need you to have a gun for? That's why I'm frisking you and saying, don't worry about it, Lon, I got it.
Well, it's my right to carry, so therefore I can do that.
Why do you want to carry a gun into my restaurant when I already have one?
So in other words, everybody...
Let me talk to the caller. Go ahead, Lon. I'm talking to the caller now, if you don't mind.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If any of the wait staff are properly trained to use the firearm, I don't know.
I don't know if you are. I don't know if you are.
You're right. You don't. I don't.
Yeah.
But I feel more comfortable protecting myself and my family than I would his wait staff.
If I say to you, And I don't want to turn away your business. I want to, if I say to you, Lon, look, Lon, I know you know about my restaurant from the Phil Henry Show. Do you go to steakhouses, by the way?
Look, let's not talk.
I'm asking the gentleman a question. Do you go to steakhouses, Lon?
Yes.
Okay. Ours is a very high-end steakhouse, so I don't want a lot of gunplay, you know. So if I say to you, Lon, don't worry about it, I got it. And
you're saying I got it with your busboys and your valets.
Yeah.
Why should he feel comfortable?
Because, what do you mean, why should he feel comfortable? Why should I feel comfortable with him walking in with a gun? How do I know a waiter doesn't walk up to him and say, sir, would you like breadsticks? He pulls the gun out and blows the man's head off because he's having a flashback. Are you a veteran, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so how do I know that you're not going to blow the head right off of my valet when he says, you know, can I get your car for you? I don't. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. How do I know? How do I know you, as a veteran, won't just pull a gun out and start waving it around in the restaurant, yelling something about caisson or, you know, play coup or, you know, the tunnels of coochie? I don't know. I don't know. You see what I mean?
I do, but how do I know that by walking in there, if by some slim chance my weapon was to the butt of my handgun was to poke underneath my jacket, how am I not going to know that they're not going to immediately draw down on me and start firing?
No, that's why we are there to frisk at the door. So right away I know you got a weapon. I say thank you, I take it. You know, nothing against you, Lon, and nothing against our great troops. No one supports...
Yeah, you keep saying no one supports the troops like you, and yet there you are suspecting troops of possibly mayhem. Hey, Lon, thanks so much for your call. I appreciate it, sir, for you lending your voice. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Ted Bell with us as we continue discussing this issue of conceal and carry. And the real question here is... if we're allowed to conceal and carry, is it just Ted who's allowed to conceal and carry and his staff and nobody else? Now, so much of what we...
Whoa, hold on for a minute here. What are you doing?
Hey, excuse me. Why did you put him back up?
Mr. Bell, why I say something?
Don't talk to him. Tom, what are you doing?
I'm going to a commercial break.
Well, you pull away. You know, wait a minute. We just got rid of that guy. I have statements that I want to make, and then I throw it to you, and then you go to the commercial. I had statements that I wanted to make that I feel were very germane to what that man had said. You made it sound like he won the point by hanging up on me, and he goes away. You leave, Phil, and you do this a lot, and forgive me for saying this, but you leave me with the stink of rotten egg all over me. You leave me with a bad stink. And
what do you mean I leave you with a bad stink?
When you go to your commercial breaks, you make it sound like the caller won the point, and I'm sitting here in a cloud of my own stench. Do you understand what I'm saying? The point that I was making with that gentleman is very simply this. I understand he has a conceal and carry permit, and the butt of his gun is sticking out of his what? He was frightening me as he was talking. That guy right there, I would simply say, thank you very much, it's great to see you. We're full up. Even if there wasn't a soul in the place, even if it looked as if my waiters and waitresses were sitting around bored to tears and yawning, I would say, oh, look at that. There's no room. Goodbye.
And what are you going to say to him when he says, you have a business, you have a restaurant, why won't you let me in?
I'll say, we have a party that has reserved the entire restaurant. I have to do what I got to do. I got to do what I got to do. Okay?
You got to do what?
I got to do what I got to do. I got do. It's shorthand for I got to do what I
got
to do.
I got do.
Yeah. I got do what me got do. And what me got do is make sure my restaurant is safe, even if I got to keep man out.
Well, that shorthand is different. All right, we'll take a break here. Our number is, that's weird shorthand.
Yeah, it's pretty standard restaurant business. I got do, me do.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL as we talk about conceal and carry. Does it extend only to the owner of a restaurant or any establishment? Should it extend as well to the customers? Mr. Bell has said that among the individuals that he would be nervous about would be Iraq veterans, Afghanistan veterans, war veterans, who are carrying a weapon onto the premises, and maybe they'll have a, quote, flashback. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Will be right back.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show.
You got to do.
We'll be right back.
call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Segment, Phil Henry is going to tell you about his doctor who was a Marine doctor in Vietnam. I have great respect for that, and I don't want him to get to tell the story until I tell you. Come on into Ted's first date. Do you want to put our meat
in your mouth? That, why does that bother me, what you just said?
I don't know. Why does it bother you?
I wanted to tell you, and I wanted to tell the audience, my doctor, Dr. Olt, was a Marine doctor in Vietnam in 1965.
Right. That you know more about the combat veteran than me, and I don't. I understand that you have great interest and concern for them, Phil, as do I. You know,
except you consider them to be dangerous.
No, I do not. I didn't say that. Thank you for not listening. I said it's possible if I get a veteran who is carrying a weapon. That's why I take everyone's gun off of them at the door. That's why we frisk, and that's why we don't let anybody in with a gun. If it's a veteran, and if. He has some emotional problem that causes him to think a member of my staff, whether it's a waiter, a busboy, whether it is the one of these people that come in that we let them come in once a night, selling roses, flowers. You know those people, Phil?
Yeah, the vendors.
Yeah. If I got a veteran sitting there and he sees one of these poor, you know, one of these Mexican gentlemen with the flowers, and he thinks the guy is Taliban through and through, and I got a dead flower man.
So all veterans are suspect.
No, I didn't.
Well, that's what you're saying, man. And all I said about Dr. Alt was that he was on a doctor, and they took people across to the hospital ship and back. I was telling the story to Dan.
Yeah, but you were talking about it like I guess he told you, huh?
Who?
Your doctor.
Yeah, he told me the story about when he was there and the work they did. I thought it was very admirable. These were Marines, and they were helping the people there. But I'm not. What's that got to do with anything?
Well, would you just? Okay, that's your doctor. He comes into my restaurant. What am I supposed to do?
Are you telling me you'd frisk the guy?
I frisk everybody.
He's a man in his 70s.
All right. He can't pull a trigger. He doesn't know how to squeeze a trigger. God. Why is it that I look like the ass and you get the you wind up smelling like someone just opened up a can of Glade? God.
Oh, come on, Ted. That's a ridiculous thing to. I'm talking about my doctor. You're going to frisk this guy and you think he's a potential criminal. He's a doctor, for God's sake. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Glenn. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Glenn, go ahead.
Ted, this is Glenn Blue from South Florida.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Ted?
I'm very good. How are you, Glenn?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. I'm doing pretty good. Look,
all right.
I kind of disagree, and, you know, just me saying this, Ted, don't get upset with me. Well, hear me out first. I kind of
all right, no problem.
I kind of disagree with everybody in your establishment kind of firearms. Now, I can see yourself, your restaurant managers, and your valet, because you guys
all
are
right.
First hand of what's coming inside of your door. Am I right or wrong, sir?
Okay.
Well, now, we all have our good days and we have our bad days coming to work.
Exactly.
Now, what if?
Exactly.
Just what if there's two employees that get arguing and they decide to pull the guns out at each other? Then you got harm in
harm's
way.
Not going to happen. The way I run my restaurant, I put the fear. Let me tell you what I do. And I'm glad you brought this up, Glenn, because it's a very important question, Phil, for everyone to know. I put the fear of the devil into everyone on my staff. One of the things I do, and I don't want to make it sound like a big deal because it's really rather chill, but I have to do this. I light a Bic lighter, and I hold my hand right over the flame for at least 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you laughing at that?
No, I'm not laughing. I'm listening to that, Chief.
You're laughing, right, Henry?
No, I'm wondering what...
I put my hand over an open flame. Anyone that sees that, they know I'm boss, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, you pull out a gun and you get in an argument with each other, do what you used to do down in, you know, wherever you came from. Go out in the middle of a street.
What does that mean, wherever you came from?
A lot of them come from south of the border. And I'm just saying, go out, you know, on your own time, but you don't do it on my time, okay? Until the world ends and we find out that this God thing exists, until then, we're on my time, all right?
So you hold your hand over an open flame, and that's supposed to do what?
Three guesses. What do you mean that's supposed to do?
What does that do? Is that that makes them afraid?
Yeah. Yes, it wouldn't it make you afraid, Len?
No, it wouldn't make me afraid.
You're kidding. A guy puts his hand over an open flame, a fire, and he doesn't flinch as the fire sears his flesh, and you're not afraid of that guy.
No, I'm not afraid of that guy. Not at all. Not at all.
What are you laughing? Who's laughing?
Me, I'm laughing.
What are you laughing at?
I would, you know what I'd do? I'd call a nut wagon.
Well, what?
I'd call a psychiatrist. That's what I'd do.
There you go. There you go.
Wait a minute. Am I to believe that you're egging on this caller to make me look like I'm irresponsible? I'm telling you.
Are you telling me that you get the...
Don't take it that way. No.
I'm getting the respect of my staff, and the only way I know how. I'm not fluent in Spanish, so the only way I know how is to show them I am the head honcho, hombre. You know, the word hombre in Spanish. See? And I'm the hombre. And here is, God, if you're ending this hour, Henry, I want to talk to David Hall. Thank you.
David Hall? Ted?
That's all.
All right, we'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you very much, Glenn, for your call. Thank you all for participating. We'll be back. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Coming up, I believe, next, we have
Phil
David Hall.
Henry.
David G.
That's right.